Welcome to Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland, for the game between the Philadelphia Athletics and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the Philadelphia Athletics. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Mike Krivic. Batting second. The right fielder, Elmer Vallo. Batting third. The second baseman, Bill Knickerbocker. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Bob Johnson. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Dick Siebert. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Pete Suter. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Eric McNair. Batting eighth. The catcher, Bob Swift. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Dick Fowler. Pitching for the Philadelphia Athletics, Dick Fowler. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Orris Hockett. Batting second. The center fielder, Roy Weatherly. Batting third. The third baseman, Ken Keltner. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Jeff Heath. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Les Fleming. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Lou Boudreau. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Ray Mack. Batting eighth. The catcher, Jim Hegan. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Al Smith. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Al Smith. And now, play ball. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mack scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Athletics nothing, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly strikes out. The ball gets by Swift. He chases the ball to the backstop. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields the ball and throws to Fowler covering. Safe. Hockett scores. That run is unearned. It's 1-0, Indians. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Heath. The throw from Swift and he is out, McNair applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Keltner settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack hits a ball on the ground towards third. Suter fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mack settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler hits a pop-up towards short. Boudreau settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 1 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards short. Boudreau scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan hits a line drive towards short. McNair reaches out and makes the catch for the out. One out. Al Smith is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Swift settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Athletics nothing. The Athletics will come to bat. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. Vallow is hit by the pitch. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Smith fires to first and has Vallow trapped. There's the throw to Boudreau, who tags Vallow for the out. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Knickerbocker hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 1 in the game. Johnson hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 0 for 1 in the game. Siebert hits a line drive to right field. That will be extra bases. Hockett chases after the ball, picks it up, and throws towards Mack. Mack fumbles the ball. That's a double and an error on Mack. Knickerbocker goes all the way around to score. Siebert moves to third. It's Athletics, 1, Indians, 1. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 0 for 1 in the game. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Siebert scores. It's 2-1, Athletics. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 1 in the game. McNair hits a fly ball towards center. Weatherly settles under the ball, and drops it. That's an error on Weatherly. Suter goes all the way around to score. McNair moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 3-1, Athletics. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 1 in the game. Swift hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 1 in the game. Weatherly hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 1 in the game. Keltner hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 0 for 1 in the game. Fleming hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Heath moves to second. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 0 for 1 in the game. Boudreau hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. There goes Heath trying to get to home. Johnson throws the ball into Swift, who tags Heath, who's trying to score from second, for the out. Fleming moves to second. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 3, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 0 for 1 in the game. Fowler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic bunts in front of the plate. Hegan fields it, and throws to first. And he throws it away. That's an error on Hegan. Fowler moves to second. Elmer Vallow is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallow is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vallow bunts towards the mound. Smith fields it and throws to first for the out. Fowler moves to third. Krivic moves to second. One out. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to home to get Fowler. Krivic moves to third. Score that a fielder's choice. Two outs. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 0 for 2 in the game. Johnson hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. 3 runs are unearned. It's 6-1, Athletics. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Siebert hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Mac settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Ray Mac is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mac is 0 for 1 in the game. Mac hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0 for 1 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Oscar Grimes pinch hits for Al Smith. Oscar Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. McNair scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Athletics will come to bat. Tom Farrick now pitching. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Suter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 2 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Suter. The throw from Hegan and he is out, Mac applying the tag. Two outs. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0 for 2 in the game. Swift strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 1. The Indians will come to bat. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hockett hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 6-2, Athletics. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0 for 2 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert scoops it up and throws to first, with Fowler covering, for the out. One out. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0 for 2 in the game. Keltner hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Fowler fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heath strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a line drive into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0 for 2 in the game. Krivic hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Mac scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Elmer Vallo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vallo is 0 for 1 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Vallo strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a pop-up towards first. Siebert settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Boudreau hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ray Mack is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mack is 0 for 2 in the game. Mack hits a fly ball into left field. Johnson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Bill Knickerbocker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Knickerbocker is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Knickerbocker takes first base on ball 4. Bob Johnson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Johnson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got 3 RBIs. Johnson strikes out. 1 out. Dick Siebert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Siebert is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Siebert hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Knickerbocker moves to second. Pete Suter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Suter is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. He's got 1 RBI. Suter hits a fly ball into right field. Hockett settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Eric McNair is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNair is 0 for 3 in the game. McNair hits a pop-up in front of the plate. Hegan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-2 in the game. Hegan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Knickerbocker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Chubby Dean pinch hits for Tom Farrick. Chubby Dean is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Dean hits a fly ball into right field. Vallo settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Orris Hockett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hockett is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a home run. He's got one RBI. Hockett is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Athletics will come to bat. Harry Eisenstadt now pitching. Bob Swift is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Swift is 0-for-3 in the game. Swift hits a fly ball into center field. Weatherly settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dick Fowler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fowler is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fowler hits a ball on the ground towards third. Keltner fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Mike Krivic is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krivic is 0-for-3 in the game. Krivic strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Athletics 6, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Roy Weatherly is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Weatherly is 0-for-3 in the game. Weatherly hits a ball on the ground towards first. Siebert fields it and throws to first, with the pitcher covering. Fowler drops the ball. Ken Keltner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Keltner is 0-for-3 in the game. Keltner hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Weatherly moves to second. Jeff Heath is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Heath is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Heath hits a fly ball into center field. Krivic settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Les Fleming is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fleming is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Fleming hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Weatherly scores. Keltner moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 6-3, Athletics. Lou Boudreau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Boudreau is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Boudreau takes first base on ball 4. Keltner moves to third. Fleming moves to second. Phil Marchildon now pitching. Al Milner pinch hits for Ray Mack. Al Milner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Milner strikes out. Two outs. Jim Hegan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hegan is 0-for-3 in the game. Hegan takes first base on ball 4. Keltner scores. Fleming moves to third. Boudreau moves to second. It's 6-4, Athletics. Otto Denning pinch hits for Harry Eisenstadt. Otto Denning is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Denning hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Marchildon fields it and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, Philadelphia Athletics, 6, and Cleveland Indians, 4. Goodbye from Cleveland Municipal Stadium in Cleveland.